Hey, everybody, it's time for the very first episode of the Cultural Hall. It's episode 400. I recognize that if you want to get real technical, that still makes this episode 399 because the episode was already produced and in the time-space continuum, blah, blah, blah. We're just going to call this episode 400. It's a replaying of episode 1. Now, we still would love to hear from you and see how the Cultural Hall has impacted your life, whether you are a lifer, someone who's listened from the very beginning, or you have just recently found the Cultural Hall. Would love to hear what you like about it. Would love to hear those in either email form, contact@theculturalhall.com, or you can send us your phone. We'll do a voice recording. You can make a recording and then send that along. We'll likely include that in a future upcoming episode. But do it. Take a second. For crying out loud, we've been doing this for a decade, almost, and we'd love to hear, you know, if it's made a difference or what kind of difference it's made. It's contact@theculturalhall.com, or you can send us DMs on all of the platforms. We're at The Cultural Hall there. A huge thanks to Lennon Design, my buddy Dylan Dylan. He's the guy who does all the graphics for The Cultural Hall. You hear his ads, Lennon Design. Thanks to Dan and all the folks over at PC Laptops for making all of these years possible of The Cultural Hall. And if we could have a party, the best DJ in Utah, that's right, me, I would be the one doing the music for that party, and we would celebrate so hard. That's going to be your commercial announcements I am presenting to you now, without any interruption, without any alteration, just as it was published in its originality, the very first episode of The Cultural Hall.
I guess we should probably have some sort of like formal introduction at the beginning of this.
I believe so.
Some laid out, and maybe down the road we will like a produced doom.
Have some music.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. A disclaimer, certainly, that this is in no means meant to represent the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Well, that's first thing you would say in an introductory. Yes.
Or anything, or any of its affiliates, or it never stands to be any. Any point of doctrine or something that should be shared from the pulpit in either a testimony meeting or as part of a talk as I heard, and then that establishes it to be true. But
correct.
The Cultural Hall podcast, thank you so much for whoever it is that may be actually tuning in and listen to this. And by tuning in, I mean downloading it and listening to it.
It's, to wherever you are.
Yeah. Welcome. With loving arms, we welcome you into the program.
We do need some music. That needed music right there.
And maybe, you know, a little, you know, that little organ playing at the beginning. I don't know. We'll figure it out. I'm sure.
Fine line between organ spirituality or like horror movie.
Exactly.
Not, organs.
Maybe a little horror organs. Little horgans? I'm not sure. Combining the word. But finally, it's the Cultural Hall podcast. This has been a kind of vision of mine, certainly, for, I want to say, almost 3 years. Lauren and I.
Hello.
And I met together. That was 2 years
over
ago
two
now,
years
right?
Ago. Mm-hmm.
So over the Christmas break of 2008.
Decided on the name.
And this is where we came up with Cultural Hall Podcast. Thank goodness it's not Green Jello or some of the other terrible names. And if I can find that old paper, we'll share that in a future podcast of names turned down for the Cultural Hall Podcast. But we met together, it would have been winter of 2008. My life in a little bit of turmoil at that point.
I think maybe for both of us.
Yeah. I don't think maybe at all. I think probably definitely.
For both of us.
And so kind of been back and forth. Lauren then went and
moved to Pocatello, Idaho. Made my life a little bit better for a couple of years.
You were doing news up for Channel 6, Channel 8?
Television reporter, NBC affiliate up there, Channel 6.
Channel 6.
So which kind of held off this idea for a couple of years.
Yeah, and now to have you down here living in Salt Lake, unfortunately, you had to be let go.
Right.
Early from your contract with the news up there in Pocatello.
But I've moved on to bigger and better things, though.
Yeah.
Like the Mormon podcast.
The Cultural Hall. Let us begin by establishing the name. The Cultural Hall podcast.
Check.
So we don't actually know, and we're sure that this will evolve as it goes on. We plan on doing it on a weekly basis, an opportunity to meet not only other members of the church, but also I think we'll delve into some people who are no longer members of the church.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly give an opportunity to voice, you know, not only different issues with doctrine of the church, but certainly also to talk mainly about the cultural things surrounding the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or as we like to call it, the Mormons. So
the Mormons. But this is the Assembly Hall podcast.
Yeah, the Cultural Hall. What are you calling it? What, are we changing it already?
There's a lot of halls.
There is a lot of halls.
There are a lot of halls.
We can still change it to the Assembly Hall if you'd like. But I think Cultural Hall might be
I'll
a little bit.
I'll decide by next week.
Okay, perfect. If it comes back and it's the Assembly Hall, you'll know that Lauren won, certainly. We hope to every week present either a guest of political noteworthy that's affiliated in some way or another to the LDS Church, or a musician or artist, poetry, some of those things. Also, members of note, not to say that everyone isn't a member of note, but people that are doing amazing things and are able to hold on to their faith. So definitely look forward to that, as I think that will be awesome to be able to meet and to learn about other people of our faith and how they're able to maintain their faith. And then Absolutely. And then also to share news about the Mormons, what's going on, what's happening in the news. And a lot of these things we'll probably have already heard about, but hopefully we'll discuss things that people haven't heard and that are of interest, and always welcome your feedback as well.
Always.
Yeah.
Always with feedback.
Yeah, just before we started recording, Lauren was mentioning how she loves to be able to read comments on blogs and comments on, forums and different topics. So as this evolves...
I like more than the articles even.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, the article. What are people saying about it?
Exactly.
We hope to have a website, theculturalhallpodcast.com, up and running. Hope to be able to list and post the stories that we share in this time on that website, so you can go and see the source and read for yourself and also read the comments that maybe we didn't get to. Also, follow us on Facebook, facebook.com, The Cultural Hall Podcast. It's a great way to get in touch with us and leave any sort of message that you have there. So this week we don't actually have any sort of guest. So we're introducing
ourselves.
We're the guests. Yeah.
Because we are new to the show.
So, yeah. So tell me, I don't know if you want to go first or if you want me to go first or maybe,
I am following your lead in today's first show. So you go first.
Okay.
Well, we'll take it from there.
Let's take an opportunity then just to get to know you, I guess. Tell us a little bit about, I guess how old you are, if you served a mission. Yeah, pay attention because there will be a similarity right there. Just a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so you going first is you interviewing me
right.
to go first?
Right.
Okay.
And then you can follow my lead of the questions that I ask
okay.
and ask them
That's
in return.
Fair. I like that. I am Lauren Johnson. I'm 31 years old. And
I didn't realize you were older than me. You just said that out loud.
You didn't?
No.
I knew that.
I didn't realize that. I know you knew that because how old I am and you know how old you are. So
well,
obviously.
the next question. No, actually, I don't even know. Are you 29?
No, I'm 30.
30? The next thing he asked was whether or not I served a mission, and I did, and in Cleveland, Ohio, which was, I'm going to give it away,
yeah.
the same mission as Richie, who has yet to introduce himself. So I knew that I was older because I was older when I went out
yeah, but I
on
served,
the mission.
I finished before you even started.
But I went out almost 2 years later than I typically should have. So,
and we can talk about maybe why that was another time.
It's okay. between me
you
and
don't
the
need,
bishop.
Yeah, you don't need to share that with anyone. That's fine.
Just kidding.
You're like, just kidding. But not actually just kidding.
No, and
I think there's something very admirable to be said about people who wait for the time that it's ready for them to go.
It was the right time for me to go. It was. That's when I decided to go. I didn't decide to go when I was 21.
So you served a mission in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
What have you been doing since then? That's 8 years.
Yeah, there's a good question. I asked myself the same thing.
What have I been doing?
But I am a graduate of the University of Utah, Mass Comm. Then I worked a lot with nonprofit, decided I actually wanted to try this journalism thing out, which I had my degree in. Richie suggested I call Pocatello and ask him if I could intern, and then I got a job. So I've been the last 2 years up being a television reporter for KPVI Channel 6 in Pocatello. And so I actually kind of owe that a lot to Richie
not
here.
To me. You don't
it's a
know
good way
to me.
For him to get rid of
Stop
me, too.
Stop it.
He's like, why don't you just
I
call
Pocatello?
I wasn't ready
to do the podcast yet. Go sit a spell at Pocatello, and then you can come back and we'll do this little
and
podcast.
And then we'll talk,
thing.
Which is exactly what happened. I called Richie, I think, a week after I was found out I was going to be laid off. See, up there in Pocatello, they give you 60 days notice.
Yeah. And we're going to get you to keep working for us.
For the next 60 days, and if you leave before then, you don't get unemployment. But
but luckily, you get to be on unemployment for a little while.
So figure it out before them. It actually was very nice of them. So you can figure it out for the next 60 days what you're going to do. And I called Richie, and now here we are.
And I meant to tell you the Bishop Storehouse in this area is open until 7, so we can wrap this up and then you can head over, get yourself some hot cocoa. And
I have a couple of friends letting me live in their basement right now. I am living the dream. Yeah. Well, Mormon dream, single and 31, and the American Gene dream.
Broken living with
in
friends.
The basement.
At least it's not with your parents, right?
That's true. I almost did go share a bedroom with my mom, but I opted out at the last minute.
This
basement room came open at the right time.
Dude, we got a room in the basement. Yeah, where is it? Well, it's not finished. In fact, it's just framed. You know what? It's just a slab of cement.
It is actually a very nice bedroom, and I have my own bath. I don't have a bed. I sleep on the floor right now, but I think it's good for my back.
Being positive.
Richie, your turn.
I'm being positive. This cement pad is good for my back. That's nice, though. A nice bathroom. That's great.
Yeah, my own bathroom, my own bedroom, and friends that are giving me an incredible deal because...
Free, I hope? Or is it just they're making you pay a little bit of rent?
Do you know what? They're not making me pay anything. I am paying a little bit of rent on my own.
Because you feel a responsibility to do it.
I want to contribute, but they would not... worry if I did not pay them. They're two good friends.
Married friends?
Married friends.
How is that? Is that an awkward situation?
No. Well, I knew them both before they even knew each other. So I was really excited about the two of them getting together. And
were you instrumental in the two of them getting
together?
I like
to think I am. There's a few other people that try to claim that they were.
I was the one that introduced them. No, I was.
But I would like to take credit. Yes, I was the one that made him a MySpace profile so that she could be connected to
so
him.
So this was a little while ago.
Oh, you don't still have a MySpace?
No, I got rid of
it. It was
my
a while ago, yeah. And then they got married in the Hawaii temple.
Oh, wow.
And I was at their wedding. Two good friends of mine. Mm-hmm. I believe you know them. So
I think that you introduced me to them. We should also, as a matter of full disclosure, once upon a time, Lauren and I dated. Now, since that time, I've gone on to greener pastures, to happier home, to no. It didn't work out. It's no sort of awkwardness, but really excited that Laura and I get to work together. But I am, in fact, married. Been married now, I think today or coming up pretty soon, it's like 8 months. And I'm a dad.
Congratulations.
Of a 13-year-old. They grow up so fast, you know. It seems
weird
like
how that happened. I remember you calling me and telling me, I'm a dad. And the next thing, he's turning 13.
It seems like only 9 months ago, I didn't even have a kid. And now to have a 13-year-old, it's...
a good way to do it.
Oh,
huh?
They grow up overnight. No, it's a great time. Her and I are looking into getting our first house, and so had some pretty awesome opportunities in being able to help raise the kid. Although, if you asked him, he would certainly say that he's raising himself and he can do it just fine because he knows.
That's
he knows.
A 13-year-old.
Yeah, I wasn't like that. So I don't know.
I can only imagine.
Certainly. For me, a little bit about myself. I'm from Midville, Sandy area. Went to Hillcrest High School here in Salt Lake City, Utah. Graduated in 98 and then went to Southern Utah University, which is in a little town south of Salt Lake in Provo, a couple hours. I went to Southern Utah University where I studied theater, majored in theater, and I minored in dance. I was involved with... The college radio station down there. That's how I got my love for radio and began interning in a radio station in the summer of 2002, then interned again summer of 2003 and And then when I graduated in 2005, that's, yep, 7 years for those of you that are counting from beginning to end.
I was counting.
It took me that long. Then got a job here. I work for X96 in Salt Lake and ironically produced the Radio from Hell show. So that certainly is a different kind of thing than what this podcast will be.
I think a little bit of irony, though, in the Mormon world is a good thing.
Yeah.
You've done a good job.
Well, thank you very much.
For Radio from Hell, I believe. Giving them a good Mormon voice, I think.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's a little bit about me. Other stuff I like doing. I love being outside. I'm really super excited about summertime coming on. My big thing, and I should ask you this because I didn't ask you this, Lauren.
Okay.
My big thing about the church, the thing that I love, is early church history. I think part of that stems from serving a mission
our
in
mission.
Kirtland, Ohio,
mm-hmm.
And being able to be around the Kirtland Temple and the Newell K. Whitney store and all of those things. But
I agree with that.
But my passion is, you know, 1830 to about 18. I start to fade out about 1856. So in that really kind of early.
What was 56? Why 56?
I was just shooting in the dark.
Okay.
Just those early,
like
those first early
specific
years.
Specific year. Okay.
Once we kind of got to Salt Lake, I stopped caring.
Okay,
you know?
There you go. That makes sense.
Because I was raised in it, raised here in Salt Lake, and so I feel like I know a lot about that. But I love learning and going to visit. You know, I've been to Kirtland, been to Independence, and been to Nauvoo. And just love soaking up that time, learning about the sacrifice of the early members of the church, being able to actually see the places that I've read and heard all the stories about. That to me is something that I really love about the church. Kind of is a affirming thing for my testimony. So
mm-hmm.
Definitely with the early church.
Not to completely follow in your footsteps like I do so often.
Oh.
But I would have to agree. And say that's something I love too, and it could be because of our mission. We both served in the Kirtland area. In fact, we lived in the same apartment building, of course, at separate times. But it was that Kirtland area where we both served. And I do. I adore church history, early history. I enjoy the people of the church, which is what this podcast is really going to be a lot about. The people and the multiple different types of people. We're all in this together. This is one religion, one faith, but there is a array of unique and interesting people within the religion we all call our own, and I think it makes a fascinating. I need an analogy here. Give me one real quick.
I'm terrible at analogies. My wife will tell you
quilt.
Yeah.
No, that-
You know, we're like
at a homemaking meeting.
A big quilt.
When we put the quilt together, we are a patchwork of individuals.
Now, you bring a piece, and I think there's no way that that piece can fit with this piece, but you know what?
With a little needle and thread.
Yeah. The miracle of a little needle and thread, and together we're one big quilt.
But going back to that, I do love that. I think that sometimes we can underestimate the uniqueness of our members and what we all bring. To this faith.
Well, and not only underestimate, I think that so many times it's people that, you know, we think that a Mormon person or a faithful person has to be a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you are Mormon, so you have to be soft-spoken, you have to be meek, you have to be, you know, Republican,
mm-hmm.
you have to be, you know, all of these things that we kind of funnel into being a Mormon person. And I think that to me, you know, similar again, now I'm piggybacking off of you. One of the things that I really love is the differences in the people in the church and how people
right.
are able to say, you know what, I believe in, you know, the Prophet Joseph Smith and I believe in the Book of Mormon. And here are some other things that I believe in. And they're
exactly.
not necessarily the things that I believe in, but I, you know, I think that that's so interesting to hear them talk about, you know, what it is that they believe. And then, you know, more importantly, why it is or how they've arrived at believing in that. So
it gives me testimony really quickly. It strengthens my testimony. I mean, if we're going to have a worldwide church, we're going to have to be a worldwide people. And I think that that's something that really sparks my testimony a lot. because I love people, as I know you do too.
Sure. So I guess getting into the church, this just came out yesterday. This is in the Deseret News. And again, in the future, we'll link these at theculturalhallpodcast.com. So you can you can go right to the source from the Deseret News. A big announcement from the LDS Church is that they're no longer going to have student wards, but instead we'll change it over to young single adult wards. Scott Taylor from the Deseret News writes, 55 years after it created its first student wards and stakes at BYU, the LDS Church is doing away with its student unit designation. And in its place are newly formed young single adult wards and stakes throughout Utah as the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I read that wrong. And in its place are newly formed young single adult wards and stakes throughout Utah as the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints reorganizes, realigns, and renames its congregational units for Mormons ages 18 to 30. So, as I heard that, and let me give a little background. So yesterday I was watching the news, and they're teasing this big thing about this will impact 10,000 young members of the church, and I wanted to watch it. But I fell asleep, as you do. You don't know about this yet because as a single person, and here we go, married to single.
Correct. Same age. Once
doctrine.
Married, yep.
You think, oh, now I'm always going to stay up late. I'm always going to be a night owl. I'm always – and I was like that. I am that person, burning the candle at both ends and in the middle, but just crashed last night before I could watch this. Anyway, didn't know what it was. I thought maybe they were changing the way the institute doctor or institute curriculum went about or whatever, but they're taking all these student wards and making them young single adult wards. So to me it's a pretty fascinating idea because take for example here in Salt Lake at the University of Utah. That's the local university here, obviously. And so you have people who live in cities surrounding the University of Utah who are young, single people, but they're not enrolled in college, or they're not studying. So they go to a young, single adult ward, and then in the same age are their collegiate counterparts who are going to school and are in different wards, and they may live right next door to each other, but because one is a student. And one is just got a job or can't afford to pay for it right now, or any number of situations. They're not, I think first of all able to meet each other. I think the church would be not shy about saying part of the reason why we've done this change is so that people will be married.
I don't know where you'd get such an idea.
Yeah,
they want us to get married. Is that
yeah? So yes. You're saying marriage is important. I think that that's a huge part of it, but also I think geographically I think it's going to work out better for people who live in the same area to go to the same church, and it's all lumped in the same age, 18 to 30.
I'm a self-proclaimed ward hopper.
Or ward shopper.
No hopper, because I'm not looking. I just don't know where to go. So.
You're not searching out the hot guys. You're just like, is this where I'm supposed to be? Has anyone seen my records?
I'm like, I need to sleep in late tonight, this morning.
What time is it? Oh, gosh.
No, I have my reasons for ward hopping. It's not because I want to sleep in or because, who's going where. That's not the reason. I don't want to be a ward hopper. I'm a ward hopper by default. And explaining what we explained in my little introduction, I moved from Pocatello, so I'm new to the state now. I am temporarily, fingers crossed, temporarily living in my friend's basement. Don't necessarily want to go to their home ward if I'm only going to be there for a month or so.
Sure, because then you have to go through the introduction of, staying with them, and here my records are here. And what happened to Lauren? Where is she?
Right, exactly. And so I put my membership, because I'm not sure where I'm supposed to be going right now, really. And my friends that live upstairs are married and going to the home ward. So we're in different areas of our life. And so I put mine into – I grew up in Salt Lake as well, so I put mine back into the home ward where I grew up, where they are temporarily. I even explained to them, I'm not less active. I am going there tomorrow.
Don't send people to my house. I go to church.
I'm going there tomorrow. for church, but there have been other days where I thought, okay, I need to go to a singles ward. I don't even know where I'm supposed to be going. Do I go to a student ward? Do I go to a singles ward? So friends are saying, come to my ward. Come to my ward. Come with me. Being that I really don't know where I should be going right now, I have, okay, come pick me up and we'll go to church together.
What time is that at? One? Perfect. That sounds great.
So,
9:00.
Ward hopper by default. And I think there is a lot of confusion. I think this sounds like a great idea to say there's going to be a singles ward for each, you know, or, you know, there's a stake, a home stake, and it's going to be that same kind of area. And there'll be no student wards, no singles wards, or sorry, yes, singles wards. What are they called?
Young single adult wards, the YSA wards.
I almost don't fit in anywhere. I would say I'm a mid.
You're a mid single. Actually, you have too, haven't you? Graduated on? Isn't there for the?
It's up to 31, and I'm 31. I am like the epitome of stereotyped awkward place right now in the single world.
So if you're young and handsome and good looking, handsome and good looking both being important, you can always email Lauren. No, I'm just,
or find me at facebook.com, as Richie said, opposed to facebook.org.
Yeah, not
or
the Facebook. Did I say
gov?
Did
she said facebook.com. Oh. I just thought it was funny. We had to make sure that people knew.
You know.
www.facebook.
Make sure and throw in the www.com.
All
right, we're going to go to the phone now, and joining with us on the telephone, welcome to the Cultural Hall podcast. It's Stacy. How are you doing, Stacy?
Just great, thanks.
You bet. Thank you for joining us, first of all, on this first ever Cultural Hall podcast.
Thank you, Stacy. Really?
No.
Thank you.
We're just trying different things out, trying to see what kind of feels good, what works. And so we appreciate you, first of all, answering your phone, and then second of all, being willing to get on and to talk to us a little about. So what we've been talking about before we called you up is this big announcement that the church made yesterday about no more student wards and only young single adult wards. First of all, were you aware of it?
Yes, I found out on Sunday in my ward.
Okay.
How did you find out?
They announced it. Well, some people already knew about it, so they were talking about it, but they announced it. The bishop got up and announced it over the pulpit in Sacrament.
Okay. I missed church on Sunday. I was traveling.
Oh, you were
hopping.
I was
on an airplane. No.
I'm not inactive, though, I promise. I just...
I was flying back. Yes, I was flying, so...
So they read the letter in church, and then what were your thoughts? What did you think?
I think it's great. I mean, for starters, no one really followed the rules of the student ward / singles ward anyway. Everyone went to wherever they wanted in the first place. So it's not that big a deal to get rid of the student wards, in my opinion.
Does it affect you at all? I mean, were you in a student ward, and now it's going to become a singles ward? Or
yes. Well, I actually just moved like 2 weeks ago, so Sunday was my first day in my new ward, and it was a student ward. So I don't know how much of a change it's going
to
be.
You're like, welcome to the ward. And this ward doesn't exist anymore, Stacy. So,
exactly. They made us go to a new member meeting, and then they told us in sacrament meeting, oh, guess what? This is getting dissolved.
It is interesting. The ward I was going to before I moved to Pocatello was a student ward. It's been around forever. So it's just forever.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
literally.
What this one was, too.
Literally, since the time of Joseph Smith.
Since
it was
18.
Like Joseph Smith translated the Book of Mormon.
This is the first singles ward ever in existence.
Yeah.
But so it will be interesting to see what they do with these wards, these student wards.
So how does it go then, Stacy, from this point? Because now... What with me being a married person and all.
I know.
What, you have comments about that?
Yeah, you got out too soon.
Yeah, yeah. I should have waited around for this. No,
right.
So how do they, you know, your ward was dissolved. How are they going to get in touch with you to tell you where your ward is at and where, I mean, really, if the ward is now dissolved and the bishop is gone and everything like that, it's like, I think,
well,
I come here at 9? Question mark?
Well, we're now on, what is it, the Tuesday after Easter, they're having the big, huge conference at the conference center downtown that everyone's supposed to go to.
Everyone is in, all the young singles.
All the singles, right?
Yeah, okay. Mark that down, Lauren, since you weren't in church. You're like, oh, shoot, where's my BlackBerry?
7:30. It's at 7:30, Lauren.
Okay, I'm putting it in right now. 7:30.
And they're going to, I think they're just going to talk about it and hand out maps to everyone that will show you where your new award boundaries will be. And, okay.
and then the
following
Facebook group.
Sunday will be state conference where they'll be putting in all the bishoprics and everything like that.
That's right.
So
yeah.
Everyone's going to their own state conference on that Sunday.
Okay. That makes sense. I think that makes sense. I mean, word travels fast. They can, man, the church knows how to get things organized quick.
Just tell the women. The women will make sure and pass that around. Well, that's cool. So you all in all are pretty in favor of it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what's really going to happen. I think as far as I can tell, everyone's pretty excited about it.
Well, very cool. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for.
Anything else? Anything else you want? Any opinions? Other things?
What else do you think we should have in this podcast, Stacey?
Besides me?
Yeah, besides you.
I mean, what really do you need?
You're like, just a lot of me, please. No, I mean, we've talked about we're gonna have a lot of news, different things going on for LDS people in the news. And every week we want to have a guest, either a politician that happens to have some Mormon affiliation, or a musician, or an artist, or, one I didn't mention
like
earlier, bloggers.
Some sort of public figure?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Anything else that you can think of that...
How long is your podcast going to be?
Well,
a few hours, as long as church.
Yeah. 3 hours.
3 blocks.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That is perfect. Actually, let's write that down. We'll write it every week. It'll come in 3 blocks.
3 blocks.
That's great.
I have no. Sorry, I'm going to switch.
Think
go ahead,
you
Stacey.
Two are like the perfect people to be doing this because
and
both of you I could listen
you.
To all day.
Well,
so if you get more people like you guys and y'all just sit around and chat about it. That would be entertaining to me.
Well,
besides
thank you, Stacey.
The people that I don't know, like the public figures and stuff.
and we'll get
well,
you.
Well, you do know Richie T. He could be considered.
Oh, he's a public figure.
Oh,
I forget.
Stop it. Good. I'm glad that you forget.
I'm gonna go back to the original subject. Stacey is my peer here, so I've got to just ask her like a couple questions, and I just want to know your opinion, Stacey. Do you think, I mean, obviously for singles it affects us in one way, but I think the church also, the brethren are saying, oh good, hopefully this will make sure records don't get lost and we'll get these singles,
married.
Together. Okay, he said the M word. He said it. And we'll get married, which I want to do. I assume one day you want to do too, Stacey.
Well,
do you think that this is actually... I mean, I think it's going to help the singles cause, our personal cause. Do you think that this is going to help with the brethren's goal as well, as for us to get married or not get lost? Or what do you think?
I think so. The ward I was going to last year, we were having general authority show up all the time. And they would usually speak and then they'd open it up to have people ask them whatever they want. And a lot of people would always raise the question, hey, we're getting older now, but you guys are kicking us out to, what are we supposed to do? And they always let us know for sure that we were at the top of the list. They
get
were
married.
Very much praying for us and trying to figure out what to do because they realize that everything's changing and people aren't getting married as young as they... Well, not everyone's getting as married or getting married as young as they used to. And so I think that, they've been thinking about this for a long time, so I'm pretty... confident in them.
Yeah, I think overall it's a good thing, and I'd like to, we can keep talking about it, but I mean this kind of affects me a lot.
It's everything.
It's me, and not only is it me being single, but it's me being at the awkward age of 31.
Exactly.
Now what?
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty much too late. Let's focus on Stacey because she still stands a chance. You're too old.
She's got a point.
Let me, just to kind of jaunt a little bit off of what you said, why do you think it is? I mean, is there a reason why you personally haven't been married, or?
Oh, stop.
No. I mean, legitimately, I mean, obviously there's history and we needn't get into some of that stuff, but do you feel like it's just one of those things, You know, I mean, why for you do you feel like people are waiting longer to get married?
I think a lot of it has to do with, well, I don't know, actually, now that I think about it, because, I found that all the people that I surround myself with were all pretty much the same age, 30, 31, and nothing's come around yet, I guess, but a lot of what I've been talking about with my friends lately is how people are getting married so young, and ending up divorced within, like, 2 years.
Sure. Mm-hmm. The old, why would I want to do that then and just end up being divorced? I'll just wait a little while and then get it right, quote unquote.
And mm-hmm. I think a lot of people are, you know, they're more focused on their careers and education, and they don't need to settle down right away, and that's okay.
Those are two issues the Salt Lake Tribune brings up in their article today, why young LDS men are pushing back marriage.
What other reasons does it give?
School, financial stability, focusing on other things. It also talks about the divorces, as Stacy mentions. We watch friends get divorced, but not only just friends and peers. We're watching parents get divorced. And it brought up something that I've always been saying. When I read it, I even said, yes, you know, inside my mind. I was like, thank you for saying this, that young LDS men do not even know how to date. The LDS church pushes
do not date.
No, they do not date until you're 16. And then when you do turn 16, heaven forbid, group date. Go hang out. Hang out in groups. Don't pair off. Then what happens at 19? A guy goes on a mission and he comes back as a 21-year-old that's never even asked a girl out.
They're told find a wife when you get home.
Mm-hmm. It's a problem.
Yeah. And so they get home, and they've had no time to develop social skills, maybe?
In some instances, sure.
Social skills in hanging out, I think there's no better group than a whole bunch of Mormon young single adults. Yeah. We know how to break the fast. We know how to family home evening.
We know how to linger longer.
We know how to linger longer. We know how to plan these events and fit it in our budgets that we're given. Yeah. But we do not, heaven forbid, know how to have a significant other by and make it so that we are, you know, we go out on dates and get to know one another. Plus, then you have Facebook. So, you know, I think this article mentions this too, and I agree. I've been saying this for a while. You know everything about a person before you even take them on a first date. So
right.
On the first date, it's so.
So I was looking on your profile, and I just want to make sure that this is correct. You, in fact, have the desire to be a lawyer. All right, check. You don't look a thing like your picture, so this actually won't work. I'm going to go ahead and stop the rest of these questions.
And I know another thing that I've never lived outside of the state, mm-hmm. but I've had a lot of roommates that do.
State of Utah.
They've never dated more than when they were living outside of the state.
I would fit in that category, and I say that a lot. I leave Utah, and I get asked out by men that know how to ask a girl out. And then
I
come back to Utah, and I hang out in my basement. Just kidding. Just kidding. No, but I have.
No, you don't. You're not kidding. You live in the basement. It's okay.
Art gallery stroll tonight, a few other things, and then be home by 8 and in bed by 9 for church. Saturday is the special day. It's the day you get ready for.
However, today is Friday.
Okay, let's put this on the web tomorrow. Okay, no, I have, I was not, and Stacy, if you need to go, just let us know, but
we can let her go. Stacy, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
For being a part of the very first The Cultural Hall podcast.
It'll go down in history.
It was such a thrill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you for reading that card exactly how I wrote it.
You bet.
Yeah. Talk to you later, Stacy.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. So the reason why I was not at church last week was because I was traveling from Arizona back to Salt Lake. Mm-hmm. I had been in Arizona staying with my aunt and uncle, who are not LDS. I had a friend come out for a couple of days who's my age, LDS, and also single, so two girls. I have an older brother who's still single. So the day before this single ward, a single, what is it called?
Absolution of the student ward into the singles ward.
It was the day before this announcement, and my aunt finally said, what's going on? You LDS, you know, people like to want to get married, and you seem with it and capable. And
so what's your deal?
Or just what is it? You know, are there not men out there? What's going on? And we both kind of looked at each other, my friend Bryn and I, like, oh, where do we even start? There's so many different theories and so many different issues. I mean, it's just a whole bunch of ideas, and no one can really pinpoint it, because if the brethren could, we'd all be married now. They'd be like, we figured it out. Done. But I brought up singles wards. I said, you know what? I said, the funny thing is they don't give us a reason to get married and seek companionship. We go to a singles ward where we have hundreds of peers around us. Following sacrament meeting, we get to go to the linger longer. Following the linger longer.
For those who don't know what a linger longer is, it's after church. It's essentially food and an opportunity to hang out and talk to people.
And the food is free, right? They always, you know, give us free food. Then they say, and the, you know, tomorrow is family home evening, and this is what we're going to do. And once again, food's going to be there. Come meet one another. And then the next week's the break the fast. And then the next week.
And the break the fast, for those who don't know, is Fast Sunday. It's essentially a meal with everyone after church.
Mm-hmm. We have about three or four activities when really involved in a singles ward, and you're not ward hopping. You have about three or four activities a week where you get to go hang out with all of your mini peers and have very much so a family, a community of single people where you all help one another out. The LDS faith is known for, you know, helping out their fellow men. And so it's not – and fellowshipping. So they're really making sure to take care of everyone. Do you have a need? Call your home teachers.
So then are you saying you think it's counterproductive that the way the young single adults ward are?
Well, let's just say that they keep saying – they just keep saying don't hang out, don't hang out, don't hang out. Yet they're giving us multiple opportunities a week to hang out and get to know one another. I mean, I'm not saying it's completely counterproductive because there's so many pros and cons to each side. As a single person, I'm also so grateful for singles wards for so many reasons. So I can't just say this is absolutely counterproductive. But perhaps a counterproductive aspect to the singles wards are the fact that they don't give us enough need to date. We don't have to go seek companionship. We have companionship. We have companionship and responsibility. How can you even think about a family?
Right.
And then, ironically, as we explained this to my aunt, and Bryn and I were both agreeing on this topic, she thought it was interesting, and then the next day this came out. And as a 31-year-old, seeing the pros of singles wards, and there are so many, I can't be, you know, and I'm so grateful for them, I'm in the awkward place of saying, I don't really want to go to a family ward. I feel much more comfortable at a singles ward right now, but now I'm 31.
I don't know if I get up there a little bit.
I don't even know if someone would take my membership records now because they're becoming more strict.
Yeah, probably not.
Which would then leave me to continue to ward hop.
No, there's wards established, at least here in Salt Lake. We're lucky in that there's like the mid-singles wards where it's 31 to, 45 or something like that.
And there are pros and cons. A pro, just, you know, to be fair, I think because of great singles wards, people do meet each other. I think that singles stay active that wouldn't otherwise. I think there's so many benefits to a young single adult ward as well.
But?
Well, being that I really like comments, we talked about that earlier on in the podcast, that I enjoy reading comments. There was a comment on the LDS churches doing away with student wards that hit home because I am 31, the official age of being kicked out of a singles ward. And Brad Smith from San Francisco, California, wrote this. Anything or any policy that deals with dating age has its negative side. Example, what happens when one gets into that magical 30 years of age and one is still not married? Are they then a throwaway person, age reigning in age ranging is a form of discrimination, judgmentalism, and or other forms of exclusion. Groupings such as YSA should have more flexibility in the way things are handled. Not everyone gets married before 30, and not everyone matures at the same spot of the individual timelines. Not everyone meets that right person at the same age. Inactivity starts when people feel they don't fit in, and as a result, the experience of going to church becomes uncomfortable. It's okay to start all kids in kindergarten at age 5, but it's another thing to expect them all to be married by age 30. Not all people were born with the same talents. They are not just cookies from the same cookie cutter. Bad decision to tie people to specific dating ranging.
Which I agree with the most of that. What's his name? Chad?
Brad.
Brad. Brad. Chad. Interchangeable. Sorry, Brad, if you're eventually going to hear this podcast. I apologize.
I'm sure he will. Everyone's listening.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I agree to a point, except what if you're 18-year-old girl going to a ward with a bunch of, you know,
35-year-olds. Or 35-year-olds
or 40-year-olds. If you don't want to do the discrimination of age then, so you're going to have the 50-year-olds in the church with 18-year-olds? Now, granted, you know, I mean, that's how a family ward is. Certainly a different atmosphere because it's not everyone encouraging to date everyone in a family ward. But in the singles ward, I think that there's a certain level of uncomfortability for, you know, an 18-year-old girl to be in a ward with a 50-year-old guy. They're both single, so it could work out. And I'm sure that there are plenty of people in the world who have that much age difference and they're married and it's great and it works for them. But I'm sure there's also, you know, a great amount of people who are, you know, either intimidated by someone that much older or it's just kind of that, you know,
uncomfortable.
You are as old as my father is, and this is weird that you are here. You remember when you and my dad went to high school together? Yeah, awesome. You know, I mean.
Sure. Yeah, and I think these are all things, and I give the brethren credit because I think these are all issues that they've listened to and discussed and talked about. There isn't a right answer. It's the YSA wards do so much, I think, for those that are seeking, you know, to meet one another and to have companionship, whether it's with friends or dating, and keeping people active. I think it also can be detrimental to a lot of us feeling the need to get married.
All right, let's change topics a little bit. I think that we've handled pretty well the young single adult switch from a student ward. I want to tell you a little bit about this. I found this. This is from the Mormon Times. You can go to mormontimes.com. It's kind of a sub-project of the Deseret News, which is the newspaper here in Salt Lake City. They share different articles, news about the church, and also talk about newsmakers, Mormon newsmakers. And I thought this was pretty awesome. A young woman, 17-year-old Latter-day Saint by the name of Tessa Howald, has recently broken the Army Junior ROTC national record for target shooting.
Really?
Now, actually, since she broke the record in December, the record has been broken. But this article talks about how she knew how to stay on target. It's actually a pretty cool story.
That's interesting.
She says when she's going to shoot these targets, she says, "I think of the scripture in Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. And that verse, for those who don't know, says, Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid." She says, "I'll repeat that in my head," and it helps her refocus.
I like that.
Shooting coach First Sergeant Terry Thompson said the record is a result of strenuous practice Howald has put in over the last 2 years. She's very driven, he said. Once she sets her mind to do something, she's really going to work towards that to try to achieve it. Howald is the second of 8 children, and she started shooting competitively in the winter of her freshman year at Ozark High School. Thompson said Howald was disciplined and practiced very hard. So,
where did you say she was from?
From Ozark, Missouri. Is that M-O? M-O is Missouri, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Good. Got that right.
No, I know. There's a lot of M states, and you've got Montana.
And you got the Mississippi.
And, yeah.
And let's list some more. You got Maine.
Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi.
Are you singing the song right now in your head?
Maybe. Missouri, Montana. No, I'll stop.
Is there? There's not any more, is there?
I stopped on Nebraska. Yeah.
Nebraska. Darn. End state. It's an end state. So way to go. That a Mormon person staying right on target. I don't know.
That is really cool. How old did you say she was?
She's 17.
That's.
You have to be. I'm assuming you have to be.
She'll never be 31 and kicked out of a singles ward. Yeah. She's got herself figured
out. See that guy over there? I got my sights set on him. With her little love gun. As I do a stupid, finger gun.
Yes, luckily you did it to the side of me so I wasn't harmed.
Yeah. Whoa, that was close. So, congratulations to Tessa. I don't know. Maybe that's not the way to work it in. I don't think my segue was altogether that great.
Congratulations to Tessa. No, it was.
In the future, I'd like to, as we were studying the stuff that we wanted to talk about on this podcast, this is one of the things that I wished, and perhaps we can get her on next time. I wish that I would have seen beforehand and said, hey, let's get Tessa on the phone. Tracked her down a little bit and tried to get her on the phone with us because it'd be interesting to hear the story of how that works out. Mm-hmm. And recognize her. Give her her 15 seconds of fame here on the Cultural Hall podcast.
Because that's what we do here. Yeah. We give those 15 seconds away.
I've never heard of Tessa Howell until the Cultural Hall podcast. Whoa. There she is. There she is.
Mormon Times is just the people that produce for us.
That's just paper. Who reads the paper? Not me. Turn on my iPod,
but
listen to a podcast.
Turns on the Mormon podcast. Or the Cultural Hall podcast.
Come on.
Okay, let me practice. Cultural Hall podcast. Yeah. Not Assembly Hall, not Mormon.
Yeah.
Cultural Hall.
It is a Mormon podcast that could be played at the Assembly Hall. However, it is the Cultural Hall
podcast. And as you're listening to the Cultural Hall podcast in your vehicles today, remember that it's called the Cultural Hall podcast.
Yeah, if you're at the gym, I want you to stop, put down the weight, just go ahead and yell out the Cultural Hall podcast.
I'm learning what my podcast is called. I think I've got it.
Oh, yeah. Lauren, I heard you're doing a podcast. What's that called?
Ah. Some Mormon thing.
Tessa shoots a gun. No, that's not it. Assembly. I'll have to get back to you.
Hall something. Cultural Hall.
The Cultural Hall podcast.
And it's the, right? The.
Yeah, the. As in the.
The important part.
Yeah. Because there's no other. It's the Cultural Hall podcast.
I like it. That's what I was hoping to hear. The Cultural Hall packet.
So, packet? You'll get it. I promise you'll get it. But for right now, I think that'll do it for us. It's the Cultural Hall podcast. Look for us online in the future at the Cultural Hall podcast. Now I'm doing it. Thanks. The Cultural Hall podcast.com.
With Richie and Lauren.
Yeah. Find us on Facebook. Become a friend or like us there. We'd love to hear your feedback about this podcast. And as we continue to grow and improve, as our journey in this gospel of the podcast.
My biggest hope for the next 6 months is that we'll be able to look back on this first podcast and think, wow, we have come a long ways.
Yeah.
But stay with us.
How could we not?
We'd like to see you grow and evolve with us as we become patchworks.
On a quilt. With just a tiny piece of thread. It's the Cultural Hall podcast. Thank you.